Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and the topic of today's show is the miracle of healing. If you've listened to this show before, you should be aware that I take a general topic. It usually comes to me maybe the day before or sometimes even minutes before the show. This one came to me yesterday, and I don't really lay out an agenda or plan or schedule. I make a few short notes, and then I just let the show come through. So sometimes I get a little anxious myself as to, what if I get on the air? I don't know what to say to fill the time, but it always seems to work out all right. And when I let go of that anxiety and just say, let it be what it is, and let go of any need to fill any particular time slot or time space, then things usually come through a lot clearer. That's how it works for me. I can't force it very well, but I just have to step back and let it come. It's not exactly like channeling, but it does have that sort of flow through me instead of from me, and I think that's what makes it special. Healing is a subject that, after I said that the topic would be the miracle of healing, I was a little bit apprehensive because sometimes healing, it can be a topic that people get really irritated about if you suggest that healing is always available and it's only our obstacles that our self-imposed obstacles or our fears or that get in the way of it. People can get very offended. So I've had a little trepidation about the subject, but I think there are some important things to say. And I'll tell you a few experiences I've had in working with people on an energetic level and spiritual counseling level, so to speak, with healing. A few come to mind right away. There are more. When I started down this, I guess, more highly engaged spiritual path, I had a tremendous awakening myself that just, it seemed to change every cell in my body and set me out on this new path. And part of that path in the early stages was energy healing and learning about that, experiencing it for myself, and then going on to begin to practice it. And the particular art that I practiced and learned was Reiki. I'm a Reiki master, Karuna master, and but really that just opened up what I think we all have in us. It doesn't matter if you practice it in a specific way. To me, it doesn't. It can be Reiki. It can be another form. It's allowing that channel of that universal love and light energy to flow through you. And that's what I call the God energy, letting that perfect healing light and love flow through you. And it requires that you open your heart in a special way, and the more you do it consciously in something like Reiki or some healing touch, the better you get at it. And so when we talk about healers, we all have that ability. Some people just practice it more, so it's like working a muscle. When you practice it and you really believe in it, then that amps the energy up and great things can come of it. Some of the things very early on that I saw with healing touch, Reiki, really still just astound me. And I will share that I don't do a lot of Reiki. Like, I don't practice it. I don't have a Reiki practice or clinic or anything like that. I mostly share it with friends and people and use it in my own day-to-day life when I remember to. It's very effective, and I sometimes slap my own wrist for, why didn't I use Reiki for myself? But when I do use it or partake in it with others, there have been just some really amazing things, both spiritual and physical. And I personally believe that the physical healing comes from spiritual healing, that ultimately deep down it's from something spiritual. So medicine is great. We can go to get assistance with medicine. It can make us, maybe help us get through something healing. But I believe, and I'm not in the medical field, so I'm not giving medical advice. This is my own personal beliefs. It may or may not resonate with you, but I believe that even if you have a medical healing and you haven't dealt with the spiritual issue behind it or the soulful issue or the pain or the hurt, that it will just manifest in a new way. So if you have a blending of the modern science that's available to us and the spiritual healing avenues that people are more and more aware of now, then I think that is where we can really reach some great heights. But we also shouldn't exclude that sometimes it all boils down to the spiritual healing. And when we do that, even without medicine, sometimes great things happen. Early on, I was asked to send healing prayer to someone's father who was in the hospital with end-stage renal failure, kidney failure. And if you know much about it, end-stage kidney failure doesn't usually reverse itself. It's not common for it to turn around and the kidneys are fine. And this person came to me. Her father had asked for any and all prayers, so I didn't force it on him. And I used that avenue to open up my heart. I didn't specifically use Reiki in that situation, in the sense of the symbols that you mentally focus on, because I didn't really know if that was okay for him, but I knew he wanted prayer, and I was happy to give that. And she emailed me a couple of days later that her father, who was elderly, his kidneys had reversed and started working normally again. The doctors were completely perplexed, had no idea why that occurred, and she said she knew why. Now, I'm not saying that it was me. I'm saying it was that the joined hearts of love of many people praying for him and his openness to that, his willingness to have his own heart open to it. He asked for healing and help and prayer, and he was willing to receive it. And I think that's where the obstacle comes in. So many times we ask, but somewhere inside we aren't willing to receive it, or maybe we don't think we deserve it. And so even though it's right there, because so many people are joining us in that prayer, somehow we don't let it in. So a lot of what we have to do is open our hearts to receive the healing, and then as we join together, also open our hearts to help bring it upon others, that whenever two or more are gathered in my name, which is love, when we're gathered in love for each other and we feel that prayer very deeply for each other, it brings on great things. The other side of it is being ready to receive it. So I know great things can come of it. My own father had the same thing happen with end-stage kidney failure. And same thing. The doctors almost couldn't believe it was the same chart. And I had another experience right around the same time where a friend had a friend in a whole other state. And he was in a coma after a traffic accident. And she asked the family if they would like for me to send some distance Reiki, and they were very open to that. And I had never met the man, never met the family. They were two or three states away, and I did distance energy and prayer and lit a candle and went to that deep place of love, which even as I talk about it right now, kind of brings tears to my eyes, because that's what the power of God and love is. And he came out of his coma, and they said it was the, they knew exactly what it was and the timing of it. They knew it was from the Reiki and that kind of powerful prayer. And these were people that had never experienced Reiki before. It was so powerful to me that I actually drove to visit them, because I was so overwhelmed with what had happened and their acceptance of it and their love when they knew nothing about it. And I mean, this was 7 or 8 years ago. So very few people were familiar with that kind of thing. And so I met them, and it was a really touching and blessed experience. And it reminds me now what power we have. And it reminds me how much more I need to use it. So this show is dedicated to healing. I ask that everyone listening, whether you're listening to the archive after the fact, because time is really an illusion, or if you're listening live, that you open your heart to ask for healing and blessings upon everyone that listens or is calling in. And I know we can help heal each other. You don't even always have to know what healing is taking place, just being willing to accept whatever there is for the highest good of all. And that's sometimes the best thing to ask for, because the things that we ask for might not even be the best that's there available to us. So open your heart in every direction. Feel it right now. Feel that in your chest expanding. If you can get to that place to really feel it opening, you're going to be lifted up and you're taking part in lifting up others. So I'm going to take some calls here and see what we come up with. I will take calls in the usual sense that I do, where someone can ask a question, perhaps about their spiritual path, but also this one will be very much about healing, maybe specific healing that you need from an illness or sickness, or general or spiritual healing. It can go in whatever direction, and we'll just see where it goes. And let's all just send each other love and light and hope that it goes in a marvelous direction. The first call, and I thank you for waiting, is area code 517. When I click on you, you will hear a voice that says unmuted or unmute, and then you'll know you're live. So here we go with the first caller. Well, didn't work. Okay, there we go. Now you'll hear unmute.
Hi, Sherry.
Yes.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
My name is Fatima, and it's actually my first time on your show.
Okay, what is your name
you
again?
Fatima, F-A-T-I-M-A.
Okay, that's beautiful. I love some of these unusual names we get. So this is your first time tuning in?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Thank you, and bless you for all the healing, that you're sending out for everyone. That's just what is needed most, I think, in life right now.
Oh, I think it is, and I think sometimes we don't understand how simple it is, and we make things really complicated. So all of us that can let go and say, let me just have a moment to send out healing to everyone in the world that's suffering and to myself. It's sometimes as simple as that, and that can make a difference. So what can I do for you today? Do you have a question?
I just wanted to know what is the most, the healing area that I need most. If you can get messages on that, that would be great.
Okay. Yeah. Give me just a second to... Okay, I feel like what I was feeling for you, or what I am feeling, is the solar plexus area. Are you familiar with the chakra system?
Oh, yeah. That's my first, yes, area.
Okay. Okay. That represents our fear or courage. It's sort of like our sun, and the sun is the energy of everything. And so I feel like for you, the healing that would be the most beneficial for you is focus on that area, the solar plexus, and your power overcoming any kind of fear. Is there something that you're aware of that maybe you're fearful of right now, or wondering if you feel something already?
Yeah, there was some trauma that just happened, and mostly it's with family members. And when that happens, or anybody really, it's wherever I get feel most is vulnerable is the solar plexus area. So, that is spot on.
Well, that's natural in this world that we live in, because when something happens, we fear something else happening, or we get in that mode of feeling like we have to defend and protect. And so if you have had some kind of trauma recently, then it makes sense that you'd be feeling a little anxiety or uneasy in that area. So what I would say to you is find some kind of meditative music or that specifically deals with working through the chakras. I can think of a couple of them there are loads out there now, and even on YouTube, or you can probably even find something that way. But I know that Colette Baron Reed has a good one for, I think it's called Journey Through the Chakras. And I also recall,
I love her, by the way.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah.
Funny and very insightful. And
beautiful soul. I actually met her a couple of years ago up in the I Can Do It in Toronto.
Yes.
Yeah,
I met
person.
Her in Orlando at one of those conferences. It's been about 6 years, and went to a workshop with her. She's delightful. So that would be one. Serene Virtue. But like I said, there are quite a few, or you could just come up with your own and work through the chakras and just try to, it's almost like plugging in that area, that solar plexus, like you plug in something to recharge your battery.
That's what I need, actually. It's amazing. Because what happens is, and I know better because I'm a Reiki master as well, and I'm very into the spiritual world. And, with the angels, I do a bit of angel work as well. I've asked, for God and the angels to assist with everything. But like you're saying, the physical part, the human part, is what you struggle with,
Well, I always say we still live in this world, and I think the last couple of years, actually anyone who is in that area of, it's been called light worker, light bearer, healer, has actually really had a lot on our shoulders, because I think we've been anchoring so much for this shift in the world. And it does get burdensome in the physical, whether it's on the body or your life. And there's this sense of being torn between two worlds, so to speak. You're trying to bridge that energy. And you try to exist in this world in as comfortable a way as possible, to eliminate your own fears. But yet, at the same time, you have this calling in another direction that doesn't always mix very well with the world and the way the world does things. In fact, to me, I just shake my head so many times. It's like, you know, once you make that crossover, you look at things and it's like,
yeah,
this world makes no sense.
Yeah,
but you still
there's a huge disconnect. Yeah, there's
a huge disconnect. So finding that balance is can be very troubling to the body and definitely to the chakra system. And so for you right now, plug in, recharge that area, because you've seemed very clear to me. You're just a little like worn down, like a battery gets worn down.
Yeah, because I know what path I want to take, but like you said, I need to actually get my mojo back and be charged and plugged in from the spiritual world, so
Exactly. Wow. So you're not alone in that. It seems to be a universal thing for people that have made that spiritual transition and being that kind of bridge. It seems like everyone is in that place of, got to recharge and get back in, and the mojo word is exactly right. It's like, I got to look back into my mojo. What happened to it? I definitely went through that the last couple of years. And so you're there, though. Just do some more recharging and go within and find out your next steps. But you're very, very connected, and you're going to be fine.
I hope so. Would the family situation work itself out? I hope. That's laying heavy on my heart. But I mean, I know that I have to take care of me first. That's my first priority.
I think actually that's really, really important now, even more than you might realize, because the tendency is you want to be a helper, you want to fix. I have a feeling like recharging yourself and your solar plexus has to do with that, though, because
if
you get that strong and bright, then just your presence, more so than what you're doing or saying, your presence will have an impact on it. So it feels like to me it's going to be okay. It might be a little bit of a bumpy road. The best thing you can do is be strong within yourself and let that light shine. Okay?
And that's one thing I love about, you know, your community of prayer, and I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Okay.
It's always good to have support, okay?
Don't forget, open yourself up, and all of us are connected, and if we all open up and say, bless everyone connected to this, then we're all blessed greatly from it. So,
thank you very much, Sherry. Have a blessed day, honey. I'll be listening to it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. I have several calls waiting, so I'm going to jump into the very next one. It's area code 646. When you hear unmute, you'll know you're live.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi. My name is Kayla. I'm calling from New York. How are you?
I'm doing great today. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm calling because I feel like I need a little clarity from the angels regarding a situation that I'm going through. It's nothing detrimental. However, it has weighed on my heart, and it's I've been a little emotional from time to time, yeah.
Sure. Oh, well, if you were listening earlier, I do too. So don't feel bad. Just take a breath. And do you want me to talk a little, or do you have other things you want to add to it?
Well, I wanted to ask, I have to kind of pull away from a person a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something I really wanted to do, but I was like, I think, my mind was like, just pull away. My heart hasn't pulled away. Just a little bit.
Okay. When you said that about pulling away, I felt like, yes, it's a very good thing for you right now. I don't know the specific situation, but it feels like to me it's very draining for you. Is your heart having trouble pulling away because you feel obligated or guilty if you leave the situation?
No, I don't feel obligated or guilty. I think I don't know. I feel the confusion has drained me because the other party is confused, and I don't know where his energy is.
Okay. I'm still feeling like there's something there that... Guilty might be the wrong word. Is there a sense of duty of any kind? Or because I feel like pulling away I felt a really good wave over me when you said that. Like, yes, that's a good thing for you right now. So rid yourself of any reservations about it. And remember, pulling away isn't even, it's not saying you don't care for or love a person. Definitely anytime you pull away, do it in love and peace, and part in peace, even just from an energetic level. If you have to remove yourself from a specific relationship of any kind, it can be family, love relationships, friends, and you feel it's just not right for you right now, as long as you do it in peace and love and part that way instead of resentment and hatefulness or feeling guilty or any of those kind of negative emotions, then it will end up being the best thing for both. And oftentimes it might even come back around full circle and make it all better. But I felt like when you said you had to pull away, that was a very good thing. And so whatever reservations, allow yourself to do that, even if it's temporary, and to see what it feels like. So there's nothing wrong with putting some distance there in a loving way for a period of time and just see how you feel differently, because I feel like there will be things that by being distanced from the energy, you'll feel lighter and you'll feel a little different, and there will be some things, some clarity that comes to you from that distance. You know, solitude also, I mean, it doesn't even have to be complete solitude, but letting ourselves step away from anything can be a good thing, whether it's work or, other obligations. And that's when we can go within and we can really get clarity for ourselves on a deep, deep level. So I say yes to the pulling away, do it in love. And it's funny, when you started talking, though, I don't know if you've listened to my show before, but I always get these images that I say are like charades or something, and I try to, as I talk to someone, put them together and see what they symbolize, and they kind of make me laugh sometimes. I saw for you an ice cream truck, like when you're a little kid, and the music, and that the ice cream truck plays. So I don't exactly know how to translate that, other than that's usually a really happy thing, that the ice cream truck, and is playing really joyful music. So I feel like it probably means that there is some real happiness for you that's coming, that and so I think your instinct to pull away is going to open you up for that. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I just kind of wanted to know the other party. The thing is that I've been feeling, the main issue is that I've been feeling some third party interference, which has, I think, which has caused the confusion.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's very fearful. What kind of fear, is this a commitment kind of thing? Could it be a fear of commitment? I'm not getting a real specific read, but I feel like he's fearful and he's sort of backing away, which is making you want to pull away. But I think pulling away is a good thing for you. And it's kind of ironic, because sometimes I think that the people in our lives we have some kind of soul contract with, and sometimes when they push us away or they begin to pull away, it's because they're fulfilling something at a certain time for us to push us in another direction. So sometimes the things that we might even get irritated at or mad at, or it's like, well, that person was only fulfilling a contract with us that at some place in our life they would do something to push us in a different direction. And I feel like that's what's happening here. On some level, I think he also has some kind of fear. Feels like maybe it, well, the first thing that came to me was like maybe a fear of commitment or something, fear of taking something to the next level. But I don't think it's all just that. I think there's something where at this time it's good for you to go into a little separation or solitude, and that good things will come, good things are right around the corner if you do that.
Right. I understand. I feel so. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say I don't love this man dearly. I do. Mm-hmm. However, I was like, okay, let me just pull away, because I can do that, even mm-hmm. though it does hurt. But I don't really want to end it, if that makes mm-hmm. sense.
I don't feel like it necessarily is going to end. I think it may actually bring it to a better place. So I don't think you step away with it, oh, that's ended forever necessarily. That's why the parting in love and peace and just getting your own space is a good way to do it. I feel like it may come back around into something new. So don't exclude that idea either, but take care of your own heart or spiritual needs or that something you're yearning for, something that is pulling you away right now, and I feel like it's a good thing. But that doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to mean that oh, it's over forever, or I don't even think it will be. So,
yeah,
you know, always when you grow yourself, you're better equipped in any relationship, and sometimes you just need to go within, and may bring you something new. It may bring something new in this very relationship.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. I just was concerned about the other party, but I kept feeling that in my gut.
Mm-hmm. And, you mean a third party in it?
An interference. Someone who is sending negative energy to us. But
perhaps.
To me.
I think you might be right on track with that, but don't let it interfere with you. You are feeling this need to pull away. And so do so regardless of anyone else. Just go within on your own heart, and whatever it is, let it be, and try to not worry about what created it, because right now I think you have good things, really good things around the corner, and you are enough in touch to feel this need to pull away. Just try to do it in a peaceful way and loving way, and who knows what could circle back around in that very relationship or something new on the horizon for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Likewise.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. The next call is area code 256, and... I'm going to put you on right now. When you hear unmuted, you'll know you're live. Hello? Whoops. I think it didn't work. I didn't click it hard enough. Okay. Oops. I got two. I'm going to mute one. I'm going 256.
I can say my P's and my B's.
256. Are you?
Hey.
Hello. Are you? Okay. I couldn't hear you at first. I don't know what was going on there. So, what can I do for you today? What's your name? Oops, I think we lost her. I don't know what was happening there. If you want to call back, 256, I'll bump you up. I don't know. I couldn't hear you, and I think you were talking. But so I'm going to go to the next caller, but if I do see your number, I'll bump you up to the next slot. And so the next caller, it looks like I've got a name here instead of a phone number, and it's Karen. I'm going to put you on now. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Now I can. For some reason, we have a little delay today, so it's kind of confusing things, but I can hear you just fine now.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted your insight. I've been married 20-some years, and there just seems to be a pattern of my husband connecting with other women just emotionally, because he likes to have fun, and there's no connection. But in the last month, one of them happened. I happened to intercept an email that was definitely on both sides going in another direction, and so it didn't happen. But everybody has sort of, you know, gone back into their place and made promises. And I'm just not feeling 100% secure in it. I'm not sure where to go or what to do next.
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions just so I understand. So your husband has had a pattern of it just being deeply involved emotionally or however with other women. And has it gone on a long time or a short time?
Well, I think it starts out as friends, and then he becomes really emotionally involved where it just, then I just happen to find out about it and have to put an end to it, because it's like I say to him, if we don't have it, then it's not okay for you to have it with someone else. And it's the 80-20. If 80% of our relationship was okay, 20% might be fine, but it seems to be I get the 20 and other people get the 80 because he's more comfortable, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. The first thing when you said, you know, about how long you'd been married, the first thing I felt, I want you to know, is that he does love you a lot.
Yes.
Do you get that feeling? Is he affectionate?
Yeah.
And that, you know, this may, I don't know if it maybe even scares him how much he loves you. Would that sound like, I mean,
well,
you know,
he says he does,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't show it in the sense that he's a good guy and he does things, but the emotional friendship that he shares with everybody else, he doesn't show me.
I think it's really difficult sometimes for males to express deep love because, you know, so many times they get conditioned growing up that that's not a manly thing and that that's too soft. And I think it actually gets them in a place of fear when they feel these deep feelings because men aren't geared for those feelings like females
okay.
are. But I feel like he really loves you a lot. It's difficult for him to express it. And I think he feels more comfortable with these other friendships, not because he loves them more or is more attracted to them or anything, but because they don't scare him because he doesn't have that level of emotion for them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe talking to him in this way might be really beneficial. And I think if you can understand that he loves you very much, not someone else, that that will go a long way in helping him open up. I feel like he's so guarded that a really loving, sincere conversation, or it may take two or three, it's almost even going to bring him to tears in a relief sort of way. Do you know a whole lot about his childhood or how affectionate it might have been? Or
He has scoliosis, so he had a severe injury. So he doesn't remember anything.
Okay.
And he had a mother that cared about him deeply, but mm-hmm. she's cool. She's cool.
Okay.
She
couldn't express it to him, do you think?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Well, that
makes sense. You know, so many times we pattern what our parents show us, and if he is feeling that from either parent, and you know, the mother is where you get your nurturing and you begin to you feel comfortable, male or female, but you know, males that are less touchy feely, if they've had a mother that's been affectionate and made that okay, then they're maybe a little better equipped to feel that kind of thing. So if he had a mother that loves him but was detached, he's kind of doing the same thing. So his mother loves him very deeply. He loves you very deeply, but he's model. You know, the mother is such a big thing in our development. He's modeling that and maybe even afraid to go deeper because he just doesn't have the solid ground for that. Now, what about his father? What sort of...
Has a deep respect for his father, but no, I don't think he was... You know, warm and fuzzy.
Definitely no touchy feely huggy, right?
No.
So it makes perfect sense to me, and I feel a lot of compassion for him because his father was like old school. No, you don't hug. Boys don't cry.
Yeah.
And the mother, where he might have gotten some of that softness, loved him, but she couldn't really show it either. So he's in this place of not really even understanding how to show that emotion, and especially not how to show it as a male that's supposed to be tough and strong and not cry or feel deeply like that. So I feel like he loves you a whole lot. I don't really even feel like he just does this all the time and he's having some kind of affair. I don't feel that at all. It feels like he feels safer when it is a situation where it's just friends. It's very, there are strict boundaries, and that feels safer to him because he hasn't ever had the touchy-feely. But I think that you can probably get there with him because he probably wants to feel it and allow it.
Thank you. That's so beautiful.
Okay, it is. I feel very beautiful about it. You know, when someone starts off a conversation that they've been married 20 years and their husband has a pattern of other women and, you know, these bonds with them, you know, the feelings and the conversation could go a whole different way, but I immediately felt like he really loves you a whole lot. So go with that and open your heart to him, and I think you'll make some progress that way. And he's going to be way softer. I feel like he's just this gigantic teddy bear inside, too. So once you get there, it could be really wonderful. So, okay? All right. I think we lost her there. Okay, I am going back to 256, like I promised. I think this is the same number. And hopefully I'll be able to hear you. We seem to have a little bit of delay, so just be patient. I'm going to put you on now.
Hello.
Hello. There you are.
Hey. Sorry about that a second ago. I was going to ask you to ask the angels. I'm beginning a new job and how it's going to pan out.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Let me probably jumped into this call too quickly. Let me get a little bit clear here. Okay. New job. Feels like to me they're. Are you going in a new avenue, like some of what you've already done, but also sort of maybe venturing off in a different direction with this new job?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a little bit apprehensive about some of the new things you'll be doing?
Yes. Okay. I don't feel like I've got it down pat. It's
okay.
Same company, different program, different procedures.
Okay, and I think you're going to shine. I think your fears are bigger than let's say the obstacle or the you're not giving yourself enough credit. And I think you have the foundation there to shift into this very, very well. And you're probably even going to like it a lot better. But the only thing I see for you is that you have some doubts about that. Like, oh, gosh, you know. Yeah. So just tell yourself over and over and over that you're going to be wonderful at this. It's a no-brainer, so to speak. You're going to shift right into it. Don't have any doubt.
I'm ready for that shift. I feel like I'm going to fall over and just topple and hit the ground. It's like, what next? What next? I'm just so, I can't explain it. They offered me the job of QC.
Uh-huh.
That means I'd be going behind somebody else. QC me mm-hmm. getting
right.
that job.
Quality control, right?
Yes. Well, I still get that job. I don't know if I'm going to get it after. I mean, I had to get certified to do what mm-hmm. I do. I had to go through certification. I didn't get an exit. They saw that I was nervous. And so I don't know what she's going to do with the supervisor if I will still get the QC job or not. But you said me get the quality control job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really?
I think, how close are you to the supervisor? Is it a good relationship?
She was not, you know what's so funny is that there was a penny. No, she didn't really talk to me. She didn't really talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to training in Phoenix, there's about 16 of us. She asked me to do the toggling with the videos, which is not my job.
Mm-hmm.
Put the videos for people on and the slides. And plus, I had to sit there and learn the protocol, and I didn't learn it because I was too busy learning how to toggle what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, to put up with this show. And but she I found a penny the day that we were the day before we were leaving on a table, and it was on his. And she, it was just me and her in there, and I said, well, look, what I found here is a penny. I don't know if I should throw it over my shoulder or not. She goes, well, look, I found that penny 4 days ago, and I placed it on that table. She goes, and I was waiting to see who was going to pick it up. Whoever was going to pick it up was going to be very lucky.
Oh,
well, figure, so,
oh, what a great
I mean,
story.
What,
I feel like
I
she wants you.
To pick it up.
I think feel like she wants you to succeed. You said that, that they could probably see that you were nervous. I think it.
And I had my lip went numb. I had a speech impediment. I could say my. I woke up with my lip numb, the top lip, and I couldn't say my P's and B's. It's getting better.
Oh, you really are nervous about this change.
Yeah, I was very nervous.
You know, I don't think. I think it might be helpful since she does seem to like you and want you and has noticed and the penny made an impact and. You may want to say to her or to whomever, look, I was very nervous doing something I'm not used
she
to doing.
That.
I know I can do it. And if it's the case and you really want this job, I know I can do it and I really want this job and I will do a really good job. Because on the spot, I get nervous, but in action, I know I can do this and do it well. That shows confidence if you really want it, because I feel like your nerves really were just about, I'm being tested, I'm being, and that.
And
you know,
I've got two certifications. I got another one that online that I've got to do also. I got like three certifications I got to go through. I've still got one more to go. I just got home last night.
Oh, I think you're going to do fine. And before you do it, just take some deep breaths. Ask angels for assistance in calming you down. I think you're definitely qualified and will be wonderful in this role. But you have to get over the fears of it. You have anxiety about it. Whether or not you'll be able to do it. So you need to find a way to let that go. And if it is asking angels to lift you up and just being honest with the supervisor or anyone making the decision, but let her know that you have a passion to do it. And I think it'll be really good, but help or ask for those anxieties to be lifted and be willing to let go of them.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, good
so
luck
much.
With that. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. These are good calls today. Happy calls so far. Okay, I want to take this time before I forget. I'll take a few more calls. But there was someone that emailed me, and I'm actually not sure if she is one of the callers waiting. So I will try to remember if she's not a caller to give her some info. All right, the next call is area code 402, and you'll hear unmuted, and you'll know you're live. So here we go.
Hi, this is Gabrielle. Can you hear me?
Yes. I love some of these names. Gabrielle, what a great name. That's an angel,
yeah.
Archangel name. You're
right. I'm actually very familiar with energy work and connecting with my angels. Not that I can ever really hear them clearly, but I think sometimes I hear them and ignore them, sort of.
Yeah.
Anyway, because I do a lot of this work and a lot of energy work, I had an issue about 2 weeks ago where I got myself in some real physical pain because of anxiety and fear. I wonder if you can help me understand that more.
Okay. First off, I have to tell you when you were saying, yeah, I know I'm connected to the angels, maybe sometimes I don't listen to them. The image I got was an angel, like, banging its head on the table.
Does not surprise me.
Yeah. But also great relief that you're at least acknowledging I hear them, but I don't listen. And it's funny to me because it wasn't just a message for you. It was for me, too. So I can laugh about
that.
I think we all do that.
Yeah.
But it's really funny when they show it like, yeah, right, Gabrielle. You don't always listen. I know.
Well, it was really evident to me that I don't listen. When I had a client, I was doing a regression, and I record those sessions, and I kept in my head, someone says, hit the recorder again, and I only got half the session. You know, I didn't listen because I didn't. So,
sure,
they talked to me.
But we all do it. Awareness is half the battle. So,
right.
If you're aware of it and willing to say, I know I get messages that I don't listen to, so I'm going to try to listen better.
Right. That's always my promise.
That was just a funny image. I find angels and spirit to be hilarious sometimes. You know, we think when growing up, your church, whatever, is all about reverence and seriousness. And they are really so funny. And I find Archangel Michael to be extremely sarcastic. I find Jesus to be extremely sarcastic in a humorous way, not in a cutting, biting way, but that sarcasm that's funny and light, not that's hateful. And then when they're together, they're really funny. But that was just a really funny image. So that's very cute. And I love that you have an archangel name. That's beautiful. To the question about the pain and anxiety and fear, I feel like for you, I feel something that's rooted in your sacral chakra area and root chakra area. So I don't know where, if you're feeling physical pain in that area, but I feel like you've got something to clear there. Does that resonate at all?
Yeah. Well, fear sits in the base chakra, so I can totally resonate with that. And my creation...
fit anywhere, really.
Right.
I feel like you've got something rooted there to let go of. Actually, okay. As I say that, it feels like it's even something from, I'm thinking childhood, maybe I'm seeing a child, so it's like around,
mm-hmm.
I'm just at an age like 4, 5, 6-ish, you know,
yep.
That size child.
Yeah. I can agree with that, right?
Okay. So the saying, ask and it is given, ask for the healing there. Ask
mm-hmm.
for it to come up and out of you. I can feel it now, Gabrielle. Let it
mm-hmm.
go. Release it. And
yeah, I can feel it now.
Mm-hmm. I can feel it for you. I can feel this lightness.
Yeah.
I can feel for my, you know, through myself. And let it go. Now, when we let it go, because we've held on to these things for so long, we've held them in our body, in our spirit, our soul, things like that do have a tendency to come back. And I always use the example of vines, like ivy, or in the South, it's kudzu. Is that, yeah, you can cut it back, and it's going to try its hardest to grow right back. And so you might have to stay diligent in that. But I feel a release for you right now. I feel like that's where the main root of it is. And I love that you could connect with me saying a certain age and that made sense to you, because that gives you something to say, I am letting this go.
I've been working on these parts for a long time.
Okay. I just got a chill because I feel like you're over the hurdle of really letting it go. And,
good.
I feel such joy and relief for you right now. It's like a big blossoming and fireworks and all these, like a celebration because you let that go. And I think if you just stay in that and ask for it to stay away, stay away, stay away, stay away. One thing I use, it's kind of like when Jesus said, Satan, get behind me. I always use ego, get behind me, because ego is what brings us these fears, or fear, get behind me. When you feel that creeping back in, have something like that ready to say, fear, go away. You know, I will not accept you anymore. And have something very quick to keep it at bay. But I feel like you just really got over a hurdle right now. And I also feel like it's when we join like this, and at the beginning of the show, I asked for everyone to open their hearts for healing for themselves and for everyone that was connected to this show, either in live or listening to an archive or whatever, that we are empowering each other. And so you got a big boost right now that is rooted enough in the earth and this life that between angels giving you messages and you being willing to accept it and people here on earth letting it root, that you just got a really big boost because you were willing to receive it. And you just got healing. So
thank you.
Keep it away.
Yeah,
okay?
Thank you.
And you're
so
just
very
the
much.
Blossoming and fireworks and all these great things. So you keep on with the energy work and try really hard to listen to the angels, open up your
I
ear
know.
Chakras, because they won't have to bang their heads on the desk anymore.
I think that's funny, too.
Yeah, it's very funny. And enjoy the humor. They love humor because that's joy,
yeah.
You know, so enjoy it and
laugh
with them.
Thank you so
okay.
very much.
All right.
Thank you.
You have a great
All right.
day. All right.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Okay, next caller, it looks like, is Greg. And I'm going to click on you. And can you hear me?
Hi. This is Greg.
Hi. Okay. What can I do for you today, Greg?
My question is, for a while now, I've been really working hard at creating my own space and healing and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like even after I make a little bit of progress,
mm-hmm.
something comes and wants to just drain it off.
Okay.
Sometimes I wake up more tired than when I went to bed.
Okay. I know that feeling.
Okay. And although I've been doing every kind of cord cutting, meditation, all this
mm-hmm.
stuff, and it seems like it'll work for a little bit, but it's like there's something in the atmosphere that
mm-hmm.
wants to pull me back down to old relationships or
sure.
wants to say, hey, you raised this energy. Come give it to us. We
mm-hmm.
need it more. We need it more than you do. You know?
Yeah,
but,
like an energy vampire kind of.
Yeah, we're very needy people.
Okay. Well, the image that I saw for you when you first started talking was a leg, and I thought, I wonder if he has a pain in his leg or something wrong with his leg. And then as you started talking and you were saying something draining you, I think it's actually more of like something attached to your leg that you're having to drag along.
Yeah.
You know, like someone has arms around you, and I don't even mean necessarily a specific person, but an energy is grabbed to your leg, so every step you take,
that's
you're
the dream
dragging
I had tonight.
That's the dream.
That was the dream.
Had?
Yeah. In this dream, I was at my mother's house, and I don't have many dreams about cats. Only once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a present energy? But it was like there was a number of cats in the house, and it was like they were determined to stay. And they weren't exactly hostile towards me, but they wanted to wrap around me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they fight back whenever I try to fight and kick them out.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because cats can symbolize our own independence. And if they were attaching to you, that's interesting because it could be other people attaching
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, because at first, they appeared as women
mm-hmm.
in the beginning of the dream, and then I seem to remember there was some kind of a transition into cats.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Funny, I had a dream with cats and hawk and eagle, very vivid last night. That's interesting. Here's what my interpretation would be. Because cats are about, you know, independence. I mean, think about how a cat generally behaves as opposed to a dog. You know, they claim their own space. They don't feel any guilt about it. So I think it is a message to you to get in that space of claiming it for yourself. Now, I see you said that you felt like maybe it was women and then they morphed into cats or whatever. You know, they were
yeah.
sort of one and the same.
At one time, it was like there was a baseball team or a softball team in my backyard.
Okay.
Almost like there was a community or group of people that were slowly coming in.
The leg thing is like...
Yeah.
You aren't pulling one person, you're pulling a whole army along with you, and you have done work with cord cutting and detaching, but a lot of it is still there, or you have so
okay.
many that you've done
yeah.
a lot of
it's
it.
Come up.
And it feels like to me it's energetic attachment, even maybe not even as much in specific day-to-day occurrences, but some kind of energetic attachment.
Well,
I see that when you said it was like women that you thought were the cats, you may have, you know, there may be some very needy, you know, maybe females in your life that you do just need to detach from in the sense of your own independence and not feeling obligated to care for them. And
The thing is, though, these are places where I've been through, I've been to like more than 10 years ago, probably. And it was like, somehow something come on my internet.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
What happened was, it was almost like people were asking me to come visit their mm-hmm. groups and things like that. So these weren't exactly, this isn't things I'm connected with. These are places that I've gotten warnings about and I just don't go back anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's that whole thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, so they were, everything's been cut. It's just for some reason there's this psychic, telepathic neediness.
Well, it also
you know?
Could be, these could be things that you've dealt with quite well, but there are still lingering remnants. And I think right now a lot of people are also going through this where you've done a real good job working at cord cutting and you know, getting into your spiritual space and all that, but there are little tiny little bits that still linger, and right now this shift and the energy is so strong that whatever is there, it's just whooshing it to the surface. So these dreams that involve a whole lot of different things and are really they can also just be cleansing, getting rid of any little remnants that still remain. So I would say allow it to happen. When you have those dreams, sit back and reflect on what they might mean and say a prayer to release them, part in peace, so that you can be your highest self. And I think that's probably what's happening to you right now. But I did see it immediately as leg and a drag on the leg. And so there is something there to still cut through and release from. So if I were you, I would do another round of cord cutting.
Okay.
If you want me to, I will. I kind of have a list, and I do like distance Reiki for, you know, just groups of people, and I'll put all the little requests in there. If you want me to, I will ask for cord cutting for you, just because it can be helpful when we're asking ourselves from ourselves, and someone else is joining in that place with us with sincerity. It can just boost it, I think. And
yeah, it definitely does.
Yes.
Even talking to somebody that's in agreement does a lot too. So,
well, and sometimes it helps for someone to ask for it that isn't even in any way connected to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like when you're reading a book, and if you put it up an inch from your face, you can't read it because you're right there in it. But, you know, if you move it back to a reasonable level, you can read it and it all makes sense. So, so I would be happy to do that for you later today if you'd like. And
that'd be great.
Just ask for it on your behalf. Actually, I'm asking right now, but I will also revisit it because cord cutting, you know, it's when you're ready to do that, it's very, very powerful. So I will specifically ask after the show too. And I will tell a little story. Are we finished here? Is there anything else? Or
I know that was it.
Okay. I will do that for you, Greg, and you do it yourself, and I think you'll see good things. And if you do, anyone that wants to follow up on their call, my Facebook page is called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, and if you join that, and you can send me a message after, and I try to go through the messages. Sometimes I get behind, but if you do experience anything different, then, you know, let me know. It's always cool to hear what people go through. But, we'll cut those cords and get that whatever's hanging on your leg off.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
I do want to talk about briefly cord cutting here, and then there are a few more calls, and then I'm going to take a couple breaths. And the next one is area code 415, 415. I want to tell a story about cord cutting because to a lot of people, that may sound like a bunch of mumbo jumbo. I had to get a water break there. Talking nonstop. I'll tell you about a very specific cord cutting that I helped someone with. And he lives in South Africa. We became friends, so to speak, on Facebook, and very energetic connection there. And he was doing some very spiritual work that intertwined with some things I was doing, and we were able to bounce a lot of things off of each other. And he and we didn't even talk over the phone. We did it all through email. And he was talking about needing cord cutting. I offered to do some cord cutting for him. And he was all eager for it and ready. And so I did a session, a distance session. I emailed him that I could feel something very strong from his ex-wife, and that it was a really big cord, and that was the big thing that was getting in his way at the time, and I cut it and released. And he emailed me back within probably an hour, maybe a couple of hours, but he was overwhelmed with relief because he had had this difficult divorce from his ex-wife, and their settlement meant that she had stock in his company, or I don't know if it was officially stock, but she was also an owner, and he was very big in technology and brilliant, brilliant man. And so even his intellectual property moving forward, not from before they were divorced, she had kind of worked it in and slid it in a little bit underhandedly, it sounded like, to that she would have rights to that even in the future for a time period. And it was creating real financial struggle for him because whatever he did, she was there. And I think it also was a real energetic, like, vampire and a shadow over him. But he emailed me back just absolutely blown away because after all of this and nothing but contention between them, within half an hour of when I did the cord cutting, his ex-wife called him. He did not call her. She called him and voluntarily said, "I want to change our agreement. I don't feel right taking that money anymore for the future. I'll take our settlement from any past doings. I just don't feel right." And he was blown away. It opened up things for him from the professional standpoint, career, or something he developed, got bought by this U.S. company in the whole cellular technology arena, because, like I said, he's a brilliant man, and it just opened things up for him. So do not dismiss the power of cord cutting or roll your eyes and say it's woo-woo. If you really are serious and ready, it has great power, and I don't even suggest it for everyone because I don't think everyone is quite ready for that kind of release and letting go. But when you are and you're sincere about it, unbelievable things. And what it always boils down to, I think, is how willing you are to let go. And I know that for myself and other people I've worked with. So be willing and open, and you're more likely to see the miracles flow in, because we are always the number one block to all the miracles that await us. Abundance, perfection, joy, all these things await us. We just get wrapped up in the world and fear and confusion to really see it. So I'm going to take the next call, area code 415.
Here I am.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
You're very
welcome. And about this cord cutting, I'm very interested. And I don't know if something is going on in my life that I need to get rid of. I don't even know if it's real or if I'm making it up.
Okay.
I don't know if a relationship has ended or if it's just part of a cycle.
Okay. First off, what's your name? That sometimes
Karen.
Helps me connect. Okay. Karen. Okay. Okay, you don't know if it's end of a relationship or it's in a cycle, right? Is that what you said? Did I hear that right? Okay. First off, I would say that ultimately, our relationships never end. We're always connected to everyone, so that's on a different level of thinking. I do feel like you were in some kind of transition cycle with,
yes,
probably even more than just one relationship. It is part, though, of your spiritual transformation. So we always have to have things shift and some things drop away and some things come in. So I think some of the cycle that you're going through and some of the things that feel like they're dropping away are really to open up to some new things. Do you feel like you've made some spiritual shifts and transformation?
Gosh, yeah.
Okay. It's hard sometimes.
You know, I'm working a lot on this, and it's mm-hmm. straight across the board with my work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my future, my finances, taking a different career path. And, you know, it's just hard to focus because it's big.
Okay. It is a natural part of a spiritual progression that mm-hmm. some things will fall by the wayside and other things will come in. And I look back on my path and when things suddenly change, very dramatic for me, in that wham kind of way, you know, friends that, I mean, I have been friends with a long time. Some just like wouldn't return my calls anymore or, you know, my
yes.
emails. And at first,
I have that
like,
also.
Yes. And at first it was like, I don't know what I could have said. Did I offend her? Or, and then I realized, no, it's just, I have to shift into another, almost like another persona. And it's not like, it's just your spirit is shifting. So therefore, there will be people that maybe aren't ready to be around that or aren't even just the whole right foundation. It doesn't mean they're wrong or that they've done anything wrong or you have. It just means that when we change vibrations, it's easier for us to hold it if we're surrounded by similar vibrations. And even just on a scientific energetic level, you know, that's true. And if we allow ourselves those shifts without worrying about it too much, they'll naturally, we'll get introduced to people that are maybe a more similar vibration and more appropriate for us in lifting up and becoming that light and that very high energy. So don't be too worried about drifting that may occur and cycle.
Right.
I would pray every day, and when I say pray, it's more than words. It's that pray and actually consciously visualize and feel your heart opening up and ask for the right people to come in your path and ask for peaceful parting and separation from any of those where it may not serve you or may not serve them at the moment, and be okay with that. Because you said you're already experiencing some of that, like, what happened? This person won't even call me back. Are you also experiencing yet the ones that just sort of show up? New people, new friends?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm at a very exciting place in that way, but, you know what? I don't know if I should quit my job, stay, change professions, add to what I've got. You know, I really have a fear of finances.
I feel like right now, when you ask that, that the best thing for you right now is to stay put.
Great.
And keep doing.
I hate options. Thank you, God.
You hate options? Why? Because then you have to make a choice.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel
there's
like
so
the
many
best
right
thing
now
for you is to kind of stay put. I don't know how far in the future that will hold true, but right
mm-hmm.
now I feel like you're better off where you know, it feels like you have sort of a comfort zone and that your energy, as far as any change, could be better focused on your personal, internal, spiritual, soulful change. So, in other words, it feels like to me that you can kind of stay in this routine and do what you're doing, you know, almost like, you know, punching a clock and, okay, I do it, I punch out, and now I can go work on myself and my spiritual without worrying about too many changes career-wise. Does that feel comfortable?
Right. That certainly does.
Okay.
And
I think that will give you that comfort zone, that safety zone to actually go and explore more spiritually, because you don't have that added anxiety of changing and making a choice and what if it's the wrong one and all that.
Thank you for telling me that, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it feels like perfect for you right now that you can kind of just be okay with that here and now, the job that you do, the pays the bills and all that, but spend your energy as far as any shift on shifting you and other things you look into, you know, books you read, letting new people come into your path that are going to bring something to you in a different way. So it's almost like you're on autopilot in the career right now, and that's okay. Because really, you know, most of the time career is just to pay the bills and get you by. And then what the really important work is what you do for yourself. And it does not matter what job you're doing. You can be a light to others even in that job by working on yourself and expanding your own light. And you may even see a difference in that particular job. There may be people that need that light. You know, it doesn't matter if someone works in a convenience store or picks up trash or is a Nobel Prize winner. All of us have a chance every single day to shine and change someone else's life and our own from doing it. And I think, you know, stay where you are, be comfortable, but spend your free time on you and just letting your angel wings and light grow.
I love that. Okay. So we go back for 1 second
sure.
to this relationship. I don't mm-hmm. know if the guy has already checked out or not, if he's even still around or if I'm making this up. It was so volatile
anyway. You mean checked out like he doesn't really want to be in a relationship anymore? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I feel this huge, strong tie. And
I do actually feel like he has checked out emotionally from it.
Oh, thank you.
And it's okay for you to accept that, hopefully in a peaceful way. No need to have any bitterness, because it's like I was just saying, when relationships will drift away from us so that others can come in of whatever sorts
mm-hmm.
that better match our vibration. So instead of getting upset that he just abandoned the relationship, how dare he? He may be doing it because it's time. Because you are going to go on a different path. And if you felt that pull of the relationship yourself, you might not be able to grow and become brighter like you can without it.
I wanted to hear that.
I know. I guess, yeah. It wanted to come through to you. And it's perfectly okay. Don't feel happy that it's almost like he's volunteering to step away. Look at it that way, because you're going to become something brighter and he's not really at that place yet. It doesn't mean anything bad at all about him. You just are ready to expand in a different way and expand your light, and he's kind of in a different place. We all come to it at our own time, and eventually we all get there, so there's no need to have any resentment. Just feel love and peace about it and go on about your way and let yourself get brighter.
So. Thank you so much. Onward and upward.
Yes,
and
onward
I,
and upward.
I love
and with
following
love.
You on
with
Facebook.
Love. What's that?
Yeah. I said I love following you on Facebook.
Oh,
I start my day with you, and it's very inspiring, and I feel huge changes.
Oh, well, see, that's what I feel for you, and I feel like
yeah.
this relationship, it's just time for it to drift, and it's good for both of you. So feel total love toward him for that, for
Perfect.
Having
Thank you so
for the
much.
The freedom, allowing that freedom and being willing to step away. Feel nothing but love for that.
Perfect. Thank you
okay.
so much.
All right.
Okay,
You're
bye.
Very welcome. Okay, next call is 773 area code.
Hi, my name is Sheila. Hello.
Hi, Sheila. Hello.
Hello. I love your Facebook postings.
Oh, thank you.
They're beautiful. I've been a student of the Course in Miracles for a long time.
Okay.
I have the best angels ever. but I have been really in a void lately in a lot of things. And I just wondered if you saw me getting out of it anytime soon.
Okay. I saw a really big angel for you. And
mm-hmm.
You say you have the best angels. I think this is actually even a new one that's coming to you.
Really?
And it's a male. I'm not getting a name yet. I may get one as I talk, but I see him as that he's been a little bit in the distance, and I went through some of this myself, and I have a very dear friend that, you know, can see and feel angels, and we also do energy work together, and, you know, she would see him for the longest time, but he would just stand back in the shadows, and meanwhile, I'm thinking, I'm going through hell on earth here trying to make all these things work. Why are you standing back there?
Exactly, yeah.
So I know where you are. I can feel it. It's very frustrating. I do see him coming forward more, and I can't tell you exactly why there's been this void. It may even have something to do with the Earth's energy and Earth shifting. And, you know, I think it takes a lot of energy for angels to connect with us. And, you know, sometimes they conserve and they also wait until, you know, something maybe transpires either in our heart or in our world or in our lives. And sometimes I think that I don't like to use the word test, like pass fail, but that we are presented some struggles maybe to gauge where our faith is, because if we have something bigger coming to us, we might not be able to handle it if we're not quite aligned. And it could really wreak havoc if it happens too early. So I feel like this really big angel, very strong, very, very powerful, is coming more forward. You have been in this void, and I know it's frustrating, and but I feel like he is coming forward. So ask for him, ask for his name. I feel like there is a name, but I can't quite. I don't always hear things; I feel them, so I have to then translate.
Right.
So I don't have a name quite yet for you. You may get it, and it doesn't really even matter. Just know he's there. I feel like he's seraphim angel, very, very powerful, very big. So just be open to it and have a little sigh of relief that, help this finally on its way. And I don't know why it delayed, but I can definitely feel where you're at, and I feel like there is some help coming, and it's this big angel. So if he's been waiting, I will say this to you, because I hope this will, it may be that you're getting ready to go into something really important in terms of your purpose, and a really important purpose for yourself, that the timing had to be right. And so that may
that's
be
kinda what,
is that, are you feeling that already?
I I've been doing a lot of work to get clearer messages from my spirit guides and things like that. And I know other people see things and hear things. I got nothing. And I've been doing a lot of work, you know. So,
I don't know why it happens that way, Sheila, but sometimes it is so frustrating, because it's like, I have done all this. I've surrendered so many things. I've, and when you get in those block phases, The only thing I can think of that's sort of like a reason for it is you get forced to go within and really dig within. And maybe that's what it's about. And it stinks. And so I know where you're at, but I do know that he's there. And so something is coming and some breakthrough. So try to communicate and get feelings. I think for you, if before you go to bed, you ask for him to appear in your dreams, and you may or may not remember it the next day, but to give you information that gives you peace that you are on the right path.
Okay. Well,
it might even be
God,
specific information for what to do next, or, you know, just I think the dreams are an avenue for him to come in more clearly for you.
I do ask that dream-wise they do that. And my dreams have been wonky. I mean, they're not even anywhere remotely spiritually, you know.
Well, they may be. Faith. You may not realize it. But when you start having very vivid dreams, there's some kind of reason for it. So that he's probably already there in the dream state. And I feel like that's a good place for you to connect. You may keep a tablet by your bed. You may already do that. But if you do jot anything down, you'd be surprised sometimes the obscure words you might jot down that will have meaning the next morning. But also don't worry that if you don't remember it in detail, because it's still going to your spirit and your subconscious, even if you don't recall it the next day. So ask for it and be open for it when you go to sleep, and you'll be getting answers whether you realize it or not. So now, and
okay.
I feel like the name of the angel might be something like Michal.
I got Michael.
Okay, well, that could be the same thing. Like I said,
yeah.
I have it in feeling, and you know, Michal could even just be a different way of pronouncing it, but that is very close. So I would say that you are right on, and I would just go with it and feel good about it, and that he's there. Well, and if it's Michael, Archangel Michael, yes, then really big angel. I actually feel like it's, maybe there are even two. So, but it's good, and ask for help and feel like you're coming out of that void. And I so relate to you how that feels. It feels terrible, but it feels like the sun is going to rise and it's going to be better soon. Okay.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And you have a great day.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Whew, I have talked nonstop. Okay, a couple more calls that I'm going to take. And then I think I'm going to call it a day because I don't know how much longer I can go. I'm getting a little woozy, actually, but I think I can squeeze a couple more out. The two that are on hold that have been holding for a while are 862 and 770. So I'm going to take 862 and then I'll take 770. So I'm not going to take any more calls after that. So, okay. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I love your show, and I love the way you explain things to people in a very gentle way. So,
I'm
very impressed by that.
Oh, it makes my heart feel good. You know, from this end, you never know how it might come across. So I just try to open my heart and let it come through that way. So that it makes me feel peace that you feel it that way. So thanks for saying that.
You do, right? You know, it really does. It comes out very, you know, genuine and heartfelt, and I could tell you're connected.
Oh,
in a very nice way.
Okay. Well, what is your name?
I'm sorry. My name is Teresa. I was busy listening to all the advice you were giving about cord cutting.
And do you have a question today? Do you have any healing or anything specifically?
Well, you kind of answered a question about cord cutting. I feel like I have some unfinished business, emotional business with my sister, my brother, my mom in particular. And I think I do the right amount of work towards healing it. And then I do disengage when I'm away or when I'm very angry or something she says really triggers something. I try to disconnect. I do really hard.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny. I always tell people that when I get messages for other people, so often it's a message for me too. And
yes,
a lot of today's calls have been kind of a mirror for me too in different ways. And your call in particular is. So I know exactly where you are. I have many of those issues with my family, and I love them dearly. But I have to be very careful to keep my boundaries. And, you know, I have a lot of compassion and feeling. It's just the way I'm wired. I think I'm wired that way to be able to receive these messages for my purpose. But what it also does, it makes you susceptible to getting tugged in and carrying other people's burdens and getting caught in when other people don't want to make any kind of shift. And so I have to be real careful to keep the love there, but also kind of keep my distance. And I know exactly what you're talking about when you say your mom, something gets said, and it is like a trigger of, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
not there again.
Yeah.
So I totally, totally understand. And what I would offer you, like I did the earlier caller, if you want me to assist you in some cord cutting, I'll do it in this evening in a group way or later on this afternoon. You have to be, you know, ready to do it and do it yourself. But I'd be happy to do that because I think it can be effective for you. Now, specifically, you mentioned your sister, brother, and mom, but it's interesting. Well, oh, that's such a parallel for me. But it's interesting,
yeah.
Because before you were saying that, I was actually feeling something from male, some kind of hurt or pain or trauma male that to me felt kind of like father figure. And so what is your relationship with your father?
I feel really bad for my dad. My dad went through tracheotic cancer and he didn't want to lose his voice box.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, and it's not my fault, honestly, it's just her upbringing, the way she was brought up. You know, she's not very compassionate. She's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when someone goes through such cancer, you know, it's not easy. And the fact that he didn't want to lose his voice box and got chemotherapy and radiation the same day, mm-hmm. he was really sick, and he really needed her to be compassionate and kind. And it's no judgment. It's just how mm-hmm. I feel and how I saw my father react.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt really, bad for him.
Okay. Has he passed or is he still living?
No, he's still living. He's still
okay.
living.
Okay.
But he's, I, you know, like even today, I saw him today, and my mom, again, she could trigger me like no other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're way more similar than I want to admit. Okay. I'll say that.
I don't get that feeling, actually.
Okay.
I feel like with her, it may be something past life, some kind of karma that way. So it triggers you more deeply than maybe it should on the surface. And so you're going, I have no idea why she triggers me so much. Because
yeah.
it's extending from something else, deeper,
okay.
from another life or maybe multiple lives or whatever. So, you know, cord cutting can be really effective with that. Asking for release from that can be very effective. And then also, I don't know if you're familiar with Violet Flame.
Oh, yes. I do that once a month when
okay,
the girls are away at school.
I think that it can be very helpful here with the combination of that and cord cutting with your mom, because I think it probably is something that's karmic and it can transmute that very quickly. You know, sometimes you have to stay at it. But, you know, the hard thing is with someone like a mom, you know, you can't just say, well, you can, but it's harder to say,
I'm
cutting, I'm doing the Violet Flame, and let's part in peace, and I'll live my life and you live yours, because you do have those things where you get intertwined, and you know, and so it is hard. And so I think Violet Flame and cord cutting could be very good for you. Look at it as something karmic and from the past, and just by accepting and acknowledging that, sometimes it'll make more sense, because you can kind of let it go. It's like, wait a minute, I didn't do anything, or she didn't do anything specifically in this life. It's just we got garbage baggage from before. So I want to get rid of it. I don't want to keep carting it around from life to life and have to do it again with her in another life to clear it. I want to clear it, whatever it is. You may actually want to do some kind of past life meditation and have, you know, focus on one word before it, like clarity or even mother, if you really specifically want to try to get to the root of it. But I think with a little bit of work, you can. I was feeling, you know, about your dad, the father figure, that there was some kind of pain. And so that makes sense that he's been going through a lot. Do you think, though, is there anything you might need to clear with him from childhood or anything?
No, I just always, I've always loved my dad. I've always been a daddy's girl, you know, and mm-hmm. I sympathize with him so much more than my mom. Because a lot of times I thought it was me, and my husband's like, no, mm-hmm. your mom is really tough on your dad. Your mom's just really hard.
But you just feel the pain
dad doesn't defend himself. My dad doesn't speak. My dad just will sit there and just take it and just.
Yeah. Okay.
And I see him I have to protect him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, I was feeling some definite pain associated with your dad, and you're feeling his pain, basically. You feel empathy for him. That's okay. I don't want it to burden you. Because you always have to remember too that each of us is responsible for our own relationships and choices. Your dad, I think it's interesting that your dad was fighting not to lose his voice, because I think soulfully he may have already lost it.
Yes.
And that may
be
why he had the illness in that area, because he let go of that, his power, his voice, his, you know, speaking back, defending himself. So I actually feel this, like, surround him with light and healing in that area, because no matter what happens as far as surgery and chemo and trying to, it's like what I talked about earlier in the show of physically healing, if it's a spiritual, soulful kind of thing, it will linger. And so I'm asking for a release, if he wants it, for him from that lack of having a voice, because it's plagued him physically.
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way.
He has strength to have a voice for himself, whether it's with your mother or anyone else. He has let go of that. He has let that go. He has given that away.
He's given up.
Mm-hmm. And so it has manifest in that physical loss of voice, because he has let it slowly, slowly erode his spiritual voice, his soulful voice, who I am, and that matters. So I ask for peace for him and that strength, because you're carrying that burden, so it affects you too. So it's strength for you so that you don't carry it in your body. And I want you to feel okay with letting it go, and not like you're abandoning your dad, because he's got to make that choice, and I don't want you to get stuck in that with him, that pain. Okay?
That makes sense.
Okay. So go within, try to do some cord cutting and violet flame, and feel love for him, but be willing to let it go so you don't carry that in your body. And sometimes I think those things that we inherit, diseases, it's in our DNA that way, because it's in like our spiritual DNA, and it that transfers into our body. So I want you to let it go too. And in your letting it go, you may also be helping him let it go without ever a word said.
Okay? That'd be good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that why my husband's acting like my father? My husband's losing his ability to defend, and I'm going to say defend himself. It's more mm-hmm. than that, with his own family, with his mother, with his father. I don't know if it's my own imagination sometimes. I feel like he's acting just like my dad, as far as just letting people just roll over him. Even though he doesn't agree with something, my husband just said, okay, you know what, it's easier. What do you want me to do, to fight with everybody? He goes, you're always fighting with everybody. And I'm like, I'm not fighting for everybody. I'm just seeing
you're
what's
a warrior.
Wrong. And is that what
you
I
are
am?
A warrior. You have that warrior energy. And so you have come here connected with people that kind of need a warrior. But at some point you have to let that go so that they can become their own warrior, so to speak. So I think it is interesting to me that your husband is experiencing that, and you feel the need too to sort of defend him. I really, Teresa, would try to let it go as much as you can, and then observe, see if they behave differently. Because what can happen too, is if you've been the warrior and you've been carrying that sword and kind of being sort of the bad guy.
I am considered a bad guy. You're right. I am.
They can sometimes lose their need or will to fight, because if someone else is going to fight the battle for you, let them, you know. So it's almost like, you know, the mother or the mama bear or whatever, you know, at some point the mother has to let go of the need to defend and allow the cub to defend for themselves. And it's great that you're a warrior. That's very noble. You know, you want to defend and take care of people, but it, right now it's burdening you and making you feel heavy, and it's very unfair for you to have to be the bad guy all the time and get looked at that way. So that's something to ask for in your cord cutting, that you can let that go and not feel like you have to be the sword bearer and carry those burdens around. And I think you may see a shift in them, that they step up and start defending themselves. Okay.
Okay. So when I do cord cutting, say I want to be released from defensive mode.
I would say I embrace my warrior role, but I need to be released from any of it that is holding me back. And these long-term situations can really do that. Because
they
there
really
may
can,
be someone else that needs your warrior energy, but my goodness, you're so caught up in fighting it
on
the long
down,
front. Yes,
to be honest, I feel tapped out.
So embrace the warrior energy, because that's
right.
Who you are, but ask for it to be able to be applied in more productive ways that can help other people by you releasing from this need to help it from those really close around you long term. Okay?
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. And if you do notice any changes, let me know. I'd love to hear. But I think you will see some differences if you let go of that.
And it's tonight at what time, your show, your other one?
No, I don't have another show tonight. I'm going to do some distance Reiki and cord cutting.
Oh, okay.
Another caller. And so I'll include you in that, where I'll also ask for it. You need to ask for it yourself, too. But I will also ask for it and send energy to you. And to everyone that called today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you so much. You're so kind of you.
Okay. All right. You take a breath and feel some relief and have a great rest of the day.
Yes, you too. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. Okay. My next and last call will be area code 770.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Sandy. How are you?
Hi, Sandy. I'm doing well. And so I take it 770 that you're from the Atlanta area, right?
Well, I'm down in Florida right now, though.
Oh, cell phones. You never know where anybody's calling from. I lived in Marietta for a while, so I recognize that area code because I had it for a lot of years.
I have a place in coming.
What's that? What?
I have a place over sort of by Lake Lanier.
Oh, okay. Well, I was in Marietta, right where, like, Cobb, Fulton, Cherokee join. I don't know if, like, Lassiter High School area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that right around that area. I was there for about 15 years. So, and then I moved back to North Carolina, where I grew up. So, then where are you in Florida?
Perry.
I don't know that area, but...
You know where Tallahassee is?
Yes.
It's east of Tallahassee, about an hour.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, what can I do for you today, Sandy? Do you have a specific question or any healing that you want to focus on?
Well, I kind of would like to see what Spirit says I need.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. I got an image for you that was... like a gift box opening up, you know, those old-fashioned gift boxes that, you know, would have the big ribbon, and then instead of tearing the paper off, you opened up this lovely box, kind of like the old flower boxes, too, where you'd open it up and it's roses or something. So from a spiritual standpoint, I would take that to say that you're going to have some gifts open up in you. For you specifically, I'm trying to give you some guidance here. For you specifically, it seems like to me it might have something to do with children. You know, it's funny how children and animals will kind of parallel because they have this innocence. And so I don't know for sure if it's going to be something you're going to do with children or it will take you to that innocence in yourself. Do you have any kind of calling right now for something like some gift to open up that feels like it's about to emerge? Is there anything?
Well, I've just taken my Reiki training, all of it.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of learning about it. You know,
okay.
I've taken Reiki 1 through 3
with Diane Stein. Okay. Well, Reiki really opened me up, you know, when I started that. So I think that makes sense to see that your gifts are opening up because that energy seems to have that path or ability in so many people that I know and in my own experience. So that makes sense. You're doing Reiki. You're opening up gifts. So you're opening up healing gifts. I feel like there is some kind of connection to children or animals that you might use it in. Maybe it's Reiki for animals. Maybe I don't really know. And it doesn't even always have to be specifically doing Reiki in the, you know, real specific process. I find that in myself. I use what I would call Reiki energy all the time. It's really just, you know, opening up the heart and that prayer, love kind of energy. So I call it using Reiki, but I don't, you know, necessarily like do Reiki, like Reiki sessions all the time on people. So I feel like that Reiki is opening you up to gifts. Reiki always has to do with healing of some sort. So you're coming into the gifts as a healer and they're going to unfold for you in different ways. But be open to some ideas, you know, as far as children or animals, because that was kind of the feeling I got for you about it when I saw the gift, or right after that, when I saw the gift opening up, the visual of the gift. Are you around any children at all?
No, I'm not really around any children at all right now. I'm out in a rural town, and I'm just really not around many people at all because,
okay.
But what about animals? I also kind of wanted to know, you know, where my relationship was headed.
Okay. Oh, people always want to know about the love life. okay. Let's see.
Just...
Yeah, you want some direction. Let me see what I can get. Yeah, I'm still feeling... I know what, before we get into that, I think I want you to do. Are you familiar with the term indigo children and what that means?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, I'm feeling that for you, and maybe read a little more about it. You know, you probably are an early one yourself. I think as you read more about it, also Archangel Metatron, I feel like, is around you a whole lot, and that makes sense because of the children, indigo children, and his, working with them and being sort of the angel for indigos. So I think as you explore that, read about it, there are going to be some things that resonate with you and knowledge that you already have that's going to open up. So whether it's just an understanding of indigos and what's happening, I think there's a, with all these shifts, the indigos or the crystal children or whatever, you know, I don't like labels, but you know the general concept that it's children that have some special light and have been coming to the earth for a long time to help with this energy. But if you study it a little more, I think you're going to have some inner knowledge about it and also be open to Archangel Metatron with you, because I think you're connected to that archangel, and when you read about it, it's gonna be like an aha, it's gonna make sense to you when you read about these things. So there may be some path where you'll do more with that, and it may not even be. You said you're in a rural area, so it may not even be directly doing something specifically, you know, with it, like with children or animals, but somehow you're going to be connected and you're going to put out an energy that helps that whole process. So, but the path will get very clear to you as you begin to go down it, as you read about it and say, okay, I have some kind of connection with indigos and probably an indigo myself, and I can be of some kind of service, even if it's just energetically right now. But Metatron is there with you, so be very open to him. As far as relationship, and if it's going to end, I feel like you don't even know whether you want it to end or not. That you're kind of, are you ambiguous about that?
Well, I'm not sure whether he can make the changes that he needs to in order to make the relationship work. It's got to be, it's on his end that it's failing.
Yep, well, it is a common thing as people get into their gifts and healing, and you've already gone a big way in that direction, and it will open up more because you've already taken those steps. It is a common thing that relationships get turned a little bit upside down, and what happens most times is that, you know, it can go in the direction of the other person wants to be part of it and comes along or not. And so sometimes there are choices to be made. I would say to you this, focus less about right now about whether or not the relationship is going to end or not, and purely focus on your gifts and following that, and then the answers will come to you. Because it really, like, you are absolutely right that it is his choice. He can either shift with you or not. It's his choice, so don't try to force it. Don't try to decide it now. Don't try to get clarity now. Simply focus on your gifts, like I saw that gift for you at the very beginning. Focus on that, and he can make a choice to come with you or not, and there will be clarity for you to decide if it's serving you or not. So, and he may surprise you when you focus on your gifts. He may surprise you and kind of somehow come right along with it or not. But I wouldn't worry about it right now. All I would worry about is focusing on your gifts and how you can let them come through you. And when you do that, you're gonna be much more wise about the next steps to take.
Yeah. Well, okay? I mean, do you see coming along or not?
I see it. Now, I always say to people, I am not a fortune teller because we have free will. You have free will, and so does he. I see, but what I do see for him is kind of a crossroads. I don't think he's sure. And all this is not even unconscious. He's not sitting there thinking like, am I going to stay with this or am I going to leave? It's more of an energetic level. He's not sure which way he can go, if he can shift with you in your energy, or if he can't, which means he's going to kind of fall by the wayside. It's all an energy thing. Different vibrations have a real hard time staying together if they don't somehow meet in the middle or one shifts to the other. So it's more on an energetic level right now than a conscious level, but I see him kind of at like a fork in the road, and it could go either way. From your standpoint,
that's what I talked about, is the fork in the road, and and he's sitting there not deciding, and I put us in counseling, and then he didn't like that particular counselor, so I got him into a psychologist, and the psychologist told me, I think I need to see him by himself two or three sessions first, and then maybe bring you in, and I don't know where it's going. I really don't.
Does he have a lot of anger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he says the anger towards me, but I don't think it really is.
It's not. It's not about you at all. It's
where is it going?
Or where is its root?
Where's its roots? That's the best way.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I know it's not really at you, but it's coming out at you. For you, though, the best thing to do is you focus on your light and your energy, and you have already found it in Reiki and that healing gift. Focus on it. Let him go that path of counseling or not. Do not own his anger for him. he's going to have to own it. Okay?
Yeah,
you just focus on your light. He will either shift with it or not.
Yeah,
okay?
he keeps saying he's angry at me, and I keep saying no.
Yeah.
I don't accept that.
Yeah. You just stay your path, and eventually he'll have to decide. Okay?
Yeah.
And it will be energetically, you know. you'll see him shifting or not. So.
Yeah, I thought about going to Atlanta for a while and just leaving him to think. But I don't know if that's
some
good or bad.
Some time may be good. Yeah, I don't think that would be a bad thing.
I
would do it like huffy, like, well, because I would just, we both probably need space, you know. So all I can say is, don't dwell in his anger. He's got to deal with it, and walk your path, which right now is a path of healing and light and opening up your gifts, because you have gifts that are ready there to open up for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I guess send healing energy towards us. You know.
I will.
And I know
you're open for it. Not sure that he is, but I'll send it, and I think all the listeners will send it. But you're definitely ready for it, so you focus on your gifts and expanding those right now. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. You have a great rest of the day.
Okay.
Okay. Whoo! That was nonstop talking for almost 2 hours. We're coming up to the end of the show. I will remind you now of a few things, ways to connect with me. One is my Facebook fan page called Seeing Miracles Every Day. It's loosely based on A Course in Miracles and that foundation, and I just in general talk about positive thought, miracles, healing, ideas that come into my head that I share and see if they might be of value to others. So if you are Facebook active, type in Seeing Miracles Every Day and the page will come up. We crossed the 20,000 mark last week, which was very exciting to me. I don't pay attention to the numbers that much, but it was very exciting to cross that and see all those zeros after that, too. So I like to celebrate those things. I firmly believe that when people gather in light and love and positive thought and lifting each other up, that there is an impact on their lives if they're open to it. And I also believe that there's an impact on the world, and we have a lot of things going on in our world right now, a lot of turmoil, and we all want peace, and the best thing we can do to have peace is put peace out with open, loving hearts. And that's what I want all of you to do today toward each other, toward all this suffering in the world today. I think that is the best thing we can do, and the most effective in how we as little people can have big impact. The other thing I would like to remind or tell people about is that I do have a book that's out available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Actually came out a couple years ago, and I've kind of been reintroducing some focus on it lately because I felt like it was time, and that even earlier it may not have been quite time. There were a lot of people that, you know, people that bought it and were really, really touched by it to change their lives. But it kind of went into a dormant phase, or I went into a dormant phase. Right now, it's also available on a promotion on Amazon that you can, on the Kindle version, you can download it for 99 cents. So if the show means something to you and my page means something to you, probably the book will too, and you can probably spring for 99 cents. if you don't have Kindle, you can download it. There are apps that you can download to your smartphone or to your computer, and you can just Google those. I don't know a lot of details about that. But I do urge you to buy the book or the Kindle version or whatever if you have enjoyed this show and my page. I think there are phrases and words that came through me that will trigger an awakening, because I've heard from others that that happens. So I urge you to do that. And again, go on that Facebook page. That's where I communicate about this show and what the upcoming topics will be. I thank you for being here. I'm a little overwhelmed that I got through 2 hours of straight talk. I feel very excited. I got a little shaky and woozy for a while there because this energy is very powerful. But I thank you for being here, and listen to this last bit of music as we close for today. And I hope you'll come back next week And or if I have a show, I think I will next week, but just pay attention on my Facebook page or on this show page. Thanks so much.